Let all that you do be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. When love comes calling. Right now, I'm serving a 5-year prison sentence, but I've never committed a crime. Once I'm released from prison, I'll be on parole for 5 more years, according to my probation officer, a man I've never met. I know what a 6x8 living space is like, though I've never been behind bars. I know how time slows to a crawl in the company of cold concrete walls, walls I've never touched. I'm aware of the cries of bewildered inmates that fill the airspace, airspace I've never inhabited. I've heard the outbursts of criminals steeped in anger, though I've never lived in close range. I know all of this because someone very dear to me is incarcerated right now. I'll never forget the day my heart stopped. It was a text message. Mom, please pray for Eric. He's been locked up. Eric was my son's coworker, and the two had a special bond. Understandably so. When my husband and I met Eric for the first time, we fell in love with him instantly. Eric is dynamic in so many ways. His personality is bigger than life. His presence is unavoidable. His way is kind. His heart is overflowing with love. Few and far between are the people who carry electricity in their veins, lighting up everyone around them. The profile was perfect. He was looking for a vacancy, and we had a space to fill. So we formed a family, and the recent chapters of our lives have been enhanced in ways we never dreamed possible. I knew Eric had a troubled past, but I also knew he was tired. Tired of rejection and mistreatment, tired of the heavy load he'd carried for years, tired of the taste of sin. Eric wanted to experience authenticity. He wanted to start over. He wanted his life back, and he knew that the way to have those things was to have Jesus. We knew that God had fingered our family to come up alongside Eric when he landed in prison. The Lord wanted us to love and nurture him. The Lord wanted us to spoon-feed Eric Jesus. Given Eric's past and present situation, we knew we had a messy ordeal on our hands, one that most people would avoid. But we couldn't walk away. We were driven by something beyond ourselves. We were rooted in God's love and bolted to Eric's side. What Eric feels, we feel. What Eric experiences, we experience. What Eric faces, we face. God's love for Eric flows freely through us. It drives us. This precious relationship is a classic example of loving our neighbor as ourselves. We've traveled a long and winding road in the last year and a half. We faced depression, anxiety, fear, and much uncertainty. But along the way, we felt the quiet presence of our Heavenly Father as He took the lead for us. We passed through the complicated pathways of the judicial system and were shocked by the doors that opened and the favor we received. More importantly, we were overwhelmed by God's love for Eric. He placed us in one of the most fragile emotional stages of his life so we could help him experience Agape's heart. We watched God strengthen Eric and give him a new heart, new desires, and a new perspective. Eric will never be the same, nor will we. Today, Eric is thriving in his relationship with the Lord. He may live behind bars, his feet might inhabit tight quarters, but he spends his days in the company of a mighty king who transcends the confines of Eric's world, a mighty king whose name is love. Love so overwhelming that life's circumstances pale in comparison. Love so fluid that the tiniest cracks and crevices are filled. Love so healing that brokenness is restored. Love so powerful that shattered lives are framed in beauty. Love sets everything he touches free. Eric can attest to that. If I could summarize Eric's story in a few small sentences, it would be this. When I was on the streets, I could do whatever I wanted, but I was in prison. Behind bars, I have Jesus. Now I'm free. This is what I was looking for all along. Love came calling. He steered our hearts toward a lost man, and a lost man was set free. Eric has a coined phrase that he uses whenever something lights him up. Wow, that's beautiful. That's love. When I look at what God has done with Eric's life, all I can say is, wow, that's beautiful. That truly is love. Question to ponder. How well do you respond when love is calling your name?